This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe G and Hawkster with you on a Monday. So we'll get back into all of our discussions and dive into the what has going on. Today's MLB card. But we want to make a few minutes to discuss this because it's big news for our network. It's big news for our show, and we're excited about it. So BetMGM is officially now the exclusive sports book of the BetQL network. This was announced this morning. We found out across our company. So we are now a BetMGM show, a BetMGM network, which of course includes us, the morning show, the Daily Tip. Obviously, some of our shows have already been part of the BetMGM network, which the morning show was, but now everyone is. So we're all together here as a BetMGM network. I'm excited about that. I think it's cool that we're all in the same book now, right? Like you go back to last football season, we all were sponsored by different sports books, which is fine. We always talk about shopping around and they're all good in their own ways, but I like this. We're all in the same network now, Joe. It's the BetMGM BetQL network.
Yeah, and you know, part of betting, and a lot of these sports will tell you the exact same thing, is shopping around, and mm-hmm. we'll continue to do that. But it was a lot of fun meeting some of the people at BetMGM a couple of weeks ago. They were in, they came into Chicago, met some of them, great people. Looking forward to expanding this relationship. Chris Chelios was there hanging out. Ron Coomer, the Cubs radio analyst, there. They're both represented tied in with BetMGM, I'm sure many have seen during the playoff coverage with Chelly there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, we could take a deeper dive. I know BetMGM obviously tonight has, and Daily Tip for a while. But yeah, now we're all under the same umbrella instead of different sports books. So it can get confusing for people that listen and watch all day.
Yeah, it's so exciting for our network. We have the same sponsorship. It's universal. Now we will have our BetMGM apps open all day long. I'm looking forward to the opportunity and the continued growth with the network. It's been about a year now since I joined the show, and it's been awesome to see, you know, the growth so far in such a short time.
Absolutely. And I'm looking right now. I'm on the app right now, on the BetMGM app, trying to see if I could find value anywhere. I mean, it's always interesting looking at different apps, and we do all the time for the odds that we talk about, but certain apps offer different kind of markets than others at different times, right? They're all offering the today's baseball games or the Super Bowl futures or whatever. But just hopping on right now, as I knew we'd have this discussion, some of the odds, baseball, just a little bit different. Of course, every book is different. I think my favorite part, just the interface of the app that we'll be using a lot as we talk through all of this, is that they have it's almost like a board, right, with the World Series odds. But next to each team, they also give you their AL odds and their NL odds. I like that. As we're always talking through this, we could see them next to each other. So I'm sure we're all familiar with the app. We all have it. We all use this sports book. But now that we're going to be talking through our odds using them more, I'm excited to hop on here now and see all these. I just like that. I could see the odds for the AL, NL, and the World Series. And I appreciate that BetMGM has moved the Yankees to co-favorites with the Dodgers. They've been listening as they've become part of the network. They know I've been saying for 3 weeks the Dodgers should not be the sole favorite to win the World Series. The Yankees should be right with them. We're moving the books again, our new book, BetMGM.
Yeah. And a lot of the books offer the same stuff, but here's something that I found on their app that's different, that I'm curious about, is edit my bet. And it's eligible when you have a cash out offer on the table where you can actually edit your bet to, if you want to make any. Yeah.
So how would that work? Would you make, you could double down, you could cash some out?
Well, you need to offer a cash out. And if you have unsettled selections, and it says there that if a number of selections within a parlay bet have already been settled, edit my bet can be used if the cash out is available. So you could make maybe some changes to, let's say you have a parlay sitting there.
Right.
That's, and there's a cash out available. So you got a couple of the legs in or something like that. But I'm interested in checking that part out.
Yeah, that's awesome. Obviously, I'm sure when we do our just for funsies bets during the NFL season, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, we'll be looking at those all the time. So we are officially a BetMGM network now. We're excited about that. We are excited about the partnership, and we're excited, especially now, like, you know, as we get closer to football season, which, you know, that's, it's always a big deal. Like, I probably spend more time on these apps during our show during the football season than any other time, like constantly looking at the line movement and the changes. So we'll be on here all the time, and we appreciate them hopping on with us. So great stuff. I'm sure you'll hear more about the partnership and how it's going to, you know, impact and affect and enhance every show on the network. So that is, that's coming in the next couple hours. Cause I guess we're the first ones to announce it because it's just came down as we were speaking here today. So I guess we're the first show. We get to announce it. Pretty cool. And I'm sure Ken and Nick will talk about it this afternoon here on the network. All right, Joe, your survivor pool. Give us an update here. Where are we after what you classified as a difficult week last week in terms of trying to guess how these games would go?
It's it went from the chalkiest week ever last week to blood. Got a lot of blood this week. Most strikes, most eliminations we've had all season long. And that's hard to do once you start getting a decent amount of the pool out to, you know, 12 weeks in when you're getting the most that you've had all season. Mm-hmm. Pretty remarkable. So I was looking at the numbers, Joe G, of the pool that was still available of the field, 46% their picks are wrong.
Wow.
46%. And it's not like, oh, the top three were all wrong picks, if mm-hmm. you're thinking that. No, it was about one team. And then because we had the earlier deadline, 12 no picks in week number 12 of the baseball season. Are you kidding me, people?
That's awful.
It really is. It is like, come on. Okay, 35% had the Angels, 97 people. Picked the Angels. They were one of my three picks. So my selection that I already had two strikes on, that was strike number three. So one of mine was eliminated. I mean, Angels 35%, 4% was no picks. But the Angels are responsible for almost three times the number of strikes than any other team in baseball in my pool. So Angels are responsible for 172 strikes. Next up is Pirates at 60.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, It's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
They can't win when they're supposed to win is basically what that tells you. Another losing week for them. They go 2-4. The second most popular pick was the Boston Red Sox. They go a perfect 6-0. We know that. We certainly talked about that. But 129 strikes. So let's see. We have 251 people left. 118 are out. So almost a third of the pool is out. And there are 37 perfect entries with an 11-0 start. I have one of them.
How many are left? 37?
37 perfect entries, zero right. strikes, but you get three strikes.
Yep.
So looking ahead to this week, it's another tough week. It is. I was going back and forth. So obviously you want a team that has an even number of games scheduled, whether it's 6 or 8. There's a team that has 8. I forgot who it is. But yeah, so usually start – there it is, Toronto. They have 8 games this week, 3 against Boston, 5 against Tampa Bay. But here, the one that I landed on that has 6 games is the Brewers. They go to Tampa twice, and then they've got Pittsburgh 4 times. 23-18 on the road. Yeah, need 3 wins, and you get Pittsburgh 4 times. It was not a great week, though. Pretty challenging. So I went with that, and then I did something I hate doing. I took a team that has a 7-game week.
Who?
So you did. Was it San Francisco or Seattle for you?
Great Northwest, Seattle.
So did I.
Yeah.
I went with Seattle. Baltimore 3 times, Oakland 4 times. You get 2 Kirby starts. 2 race starts. Mariners playing better. They've won 5 in a row. So that was my case.
Yeah. Same line of thinking. I am playing with 2 strikes on both my entries.
Okay.
My other one I hate, but it is so bad. I did look at Milwaukee.
You went with six. Yeah, you went with 6. Let me guess.
With 6. Yeah.
Did you go so bad? So bad. What is so bad? You didn't do Washington.
No, I have standards.
Okay. Thank you. Did you go with Minnesota?
No, I'm saving them for All-Star Week.
So am I.
And I also just survived with them this past week. They had to win their last 2 to get through and save.
You didn't do Cincinnati, did you?
No, I have standards.
Well, they get the Cubs 3 times.
True, but they also have the Braves.
Did you
go Mariners?
That's my one.
Yeah, what's the other one that has 6 games? Is Texas?
Other side.
Kansas City?
Yeah.
Kansas City and a survivor?
What
do they have this week?
Right, what do they have? With 2 strikes, you've got Detroit at Detroit for 3. Hosting Texas 3 times.
Rangers have been scuffling.
Ever since their guy Ian McDonald put him in his futures.
How are the Royals doing?
Not great, but I would survive in advance at this point. Like
right,
just trying to crawl by.
Throwing that term out there, survive in advance, would suggest you're taking a good team, and then you'll worry about next week.
I'm just going to say, though, on Paul's thing on the if you took the Royals the last 2 weeks, you survived. They won 3 out of 6 and 3 out of 6 the last 2 weeks. That's 2 6 game weeks. They won 3. Prior to that, they won 1, 2, 3 out of 7. So they're on a 2 week streak of survival.
Good luck, wow. Man.
Thank you.
That's a sweat. That will go down to Sunday, and you'll be watching a Royals game or looking on your phone at the Royals score on Sunday.
I hope it goes.
Is there a chance before lock?
Yeah. actually, no. I don't have Milwaukee available with this entry. So
okay. Today's MLB card, Survivor stuff as well. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks for BetQL Daily, as always, right here on the BetQL Network.